It's farewell to a music icon, and Moon Rocks are making the long journey to Earth. You're in Artie's Time Warp, September of 1970.
Inside, he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulders and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. 2 days later, Papa passed away and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you. strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids have grown, the angels took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can still hear Papa's voice say, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you.
You're listening to Artie's Time Warp, and here's your Pied Piper of Pop, Artemus Good.
And a good one to you, my musical family, as we're in September of 1970. Bing Crosby is awarded a second platinum disc for selling 300 million albums. Jim Morrison is found not guilty of lewd behavior. Elvis Presley embarks on his first concert tour since 1958. And Bill Haley and his Comets turn down a $30,000 offer to tour Australia.
The Time Warp.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Something crazy, she said. Just a dream. Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere, so it's all in my head. And then I heard her say one more time. Hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine.
This next song was originally recorded simply as a sound test for some new equipment, and the vocals weren't required to be in the forefront. When presented to the record label as a possible single, the label was uncomfortable with the recording, while the studio owner explained that the listener wasn't supposed to hear the words, and he managed to get it released as it was. The group will later relaunch as 10cc, but in September of 1970, they're known as Hot Legs, and this is Neanderthal Man. Russian ballerina Natalia Makarova is granted political asylum. LSD professor Timothy Leary escapes from jail in California. The New York Times starts the first modern op-ed page, and the Chevrolet Vega is introduced, followed by the Ford Pinto the very next day. It's September 1970.
I who have nothing. I who have no one. Adore you. Want you so? I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. I love you. He buys your diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that he can give the world, but he'll never love you the way I love you. He can take you any place he wants, to fancy clubs and restaurants. But I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing. I who have no one must watch you. Go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else. When darling, it's I who loves you. I love you. I love you.
Artie's Time Warp for the love of music.
Yeah.
It's true in any decade that nobody puts the funk in your face like Stevie Wonder does. And he's part of the musical scene in September of 1970. Stay tuned.
Artie's Time Warp.